My poster is on the overexpression of MET and GCE in larval hemocytes. It's sufficient to increase lamellocyte formation in response to juvenile hormone mimic treatment in Drosophila melanogaster, also known as fruit flies. With the aid of the juvenile hormone receptors, JH is able to postpone metamorphosis until it has reached the appropriate stage, the third instar larval stage. On the final and third larval stage, there's a decrease in juvenile hormone, which then leads to metamorphosis to start to occur. The three hemocytes that are usually present in fruit flies are plasmatocytes, lamellocytes, and crystal cells. In my project, I will be focusing solely on lamellocytes, which form as an immune response to wasp parasitization or by juvenile hormone mimic treatment, known as metoprene. Juvenile hormone receptors, MET and GCE, are genetically similar and code for the same protein. MET and GCE are beta helix proteins where the helix binds to DNA. The DNA binding region is highly conserved, illustrated by the protein alignment. From previous experiments done in the lab, it is shown that both JH receptors and juvenile hormone mimic treatment, metoprene, are required in order to induce lamellocytes in larvae. When knocking out MET and GCE followed by treatment, there was a lack of lamellocyte formation. With the presence of MET and GCE followed by metoprene treatment, lamellocytes are shown to form. My project focuses on finding the effect on lamellocyte production when overexpressing MET and GCE. This is done by utilizing the binary expression system, GAL4-UAS, where Hamis GAL4 and UAS are in separate fly lines, and when the two fly lines are crossed, the Hamis GAL4 protein binds to the UAS, resulting in the expression of the reporter gene. The first thing done is there are three crosses made. A lethality test is formed where 10 male and female pupae are collected from the vials and isolated in order to observe if the crosses are lethal. The two hormone treatments given are metoprene, which is our experimental treatment, and ethinyl, which is our control. Lamellocytes are manually counted using a hemocytometer under the magnification of 40x, and larvae are imaged using the Q imaging system. The results. The lethal phase analysis revealed that there is no difference in eclosion rate for the genotypes. So for the three genotypes of overexpressing MET, overexpressing GCE, and the regular Hamis GAL4, the crosses were not lethal, as 100% of prepupa enclosed become adults. In ethinyl-treated larvae, which is our control, it had zero lamellocyte induction. Lamellocytes only formed as a result of metoprene-treated larvae. The overexpression of MET, shown in graph figure 3, had a greater lamellocyte induction in larvae versus the control. For example, the average number of lamellocytes were 31 in the overexpression of MET in comparison to control of 18 lamellocytes per larva. Similarly, in figure 4, the overexpression of GCE induced a greater number of lamellocytes in comparison to the control. The average number of lamellocytes per larva for overexpression of GCE was 32 lamellocytes. I ran a paired t-test in our data in order to determine the statistical significance of the N value for each genotype. Based on a significance level of 0.05, both the overexpression of GCE and MET were statistically significant with a p-value of 0.003 and less than 0.001, respectively. This basically reveals that our initial hypothesis was correct, as through overexpressing either MET and GCE led to an increased number of lamellocyte induction. The average of both MET and GCE overexpression are nearly identical, possibly due to gene similarities. The future steps of this project include that we hypothesize that the fat body also plays a role in this response, the next steps include conducting experiments to study the overexpression of MET and GCE in the fat body using the GAL4.